Welcome, everybody. We're so glad you're joining us on this holiday weekend. You know, Memorial Day is a long-standing tradition in America. It was born out of the Civil War. It's one of the earliest observances actually happened in May 1st, 1865 in Charleston, South Carolina. Following the end of the Civil War, some freed slaves came together and they wanted to pay tribute and give a proper burial to the Union troops. Of course, as the years have passed, and unfortunately we've had more wars come and go, Americans have used this day to come together and to remember the ultimate sacrifice that people have made so that others might be free. We are not, of course, the only country in the world to have a day like this. Around the world, there are all kinds of remembrance days. In Russia, for example, May 9th is called Victory Day, and it celebrates the surrender of Nazi Germany to the Allies in World War II. Israel has a day where it remembers fallen soldiers and those killed in political violence and who are victims of violent oppression. Australia, New Zealand have a day where they celebrate the first military action by the Australian and Kiwi tribes in World War I. The Netherlands have their own Remembrance Day on May 4th, and they honor all of the Dutch civilians and soldiers who have died in the conflict since World War II. And in Germany, while you and I are preparing for Thanksgiving here in America, they celebrate, and I'm totally going to butcher this name, but it is called Volkssträubertag, and it remembers the members of all nations and civilians who have died in armed conflicts, including those who are victims of violent oppression. Now, you may be wondering why I'm giving you this international or cultural history lesson on such an American holiday weekend, but I did so because I think it points to a really key truth about all of humans. We have this need as individuals and collectively to remember. We have a need to remember our past, to remember those who came before us, to remember and to give thanks. And I believe that scripture actually points this out as well, that this need for humans to take time and remember. Now, depending on your translation of scripture, you will find that the word remember or some variation of that idea is used over 1,000 times in the Bible. And the word forget is used over 300 times. It would seem, as one article I read put it, that the proclivity to forget things is not the exclusive domain of the elderly. All of us are painfully prone to forget. It's so easy to forget. We forget everything from our kids' names to the grocery list to what time was that appointment? And we might be reluctant to admit it, but it's really easy to forget the things that we value, we believe, the things that we love and who we want to be. I mean, there are bills to be paid. There are groceries to be picked up. Laundry has to be done. Kids that need to be taken care of. Parents that need to be attended to. You've got activities. And that is all thrown in with just the everyday things we need to do to stay alive, like sleep and eat. And what makes this all the more frustrating when it comes to remembering is that in the middle of all of this forgetting that we tend to do, we can remember the most trivial, mundane stuff, like from a random movie or our childhood. Our rememberer doesn't just forget to work, it doesn't work well. And so as a result, you and I need tangible reminders so that the really important things remain really important. Because if we forget the important things, like who we are, what we believe and value, who we love, who we want to end up being, well, we can actually end up losing those very things, ourselves, those we love, the things that we value. And so we do this by remembering special days like Memorial Day, but we also do it with holidays and birthdays. We do special things during special seasons of the year that we won't do anytime else. We cook very specific meals at specific times because it's not just our brain that is involved in remembering. Our smell, the sound, it's all involved, our entire body. And what is true for the physical world, for my mind, is also true for our spiritual world. We need to remember. And this is why scripture calls us again and again. Often it's God himself that is doing the prompting. And he tells us, remember God's faithfulness. Because you see, we're finite beings, right? We are limited in our understanding and our ability and the time that we have, the strength we have. And so we can lose sight of God. We can lose sight of his faithfulness. In fact, we can get overwhelmed with all of the tasks that we have going on. And this is actually what happens in Psalm 77. The psalmist starts off this psalm and he begins in despair. He is lamenting God has forgotten him. God does not seem near. He feels as if God has rejected him. And then he says in verse 11, "But then I recall all that you have done, O Lord, and I remember your wonderful deeds of long ago." And he reminds himself that because of God and everything that he's already done, he can continue on with courage and hope. He recalls the power and the might and that God has been faithful and rescued before. We see the same kind of thing in Psalms 143. David calls out to God for deliverance. And he says, "I haven't lost hope," but he says, "I'm about to." He says, "Fear is paralyzing me." And then he writes in verse 5, "But I remember the days of old. I ponder all of your great works, and I think about what you have done." And out of this remembering, David continues his psalm, and he says, "I can lift up my hands. I can lift them up in prayer, and I can hold on to hope in my faith that I can call to God and that he is going to answer." When you and I take time to slow down, remember God's faithfulness, it reminds us how much he loves us. It reminds us how much he has already done for us. We remember that he is always with us. We remember that he is always at work. He is ever faithful. And then we're able to give thanks. We can then experience hope. We can take courage. We can even just relax and rest and be joyful in the midst of our everyday busyness. But first, we have to be reminded to pause, stop, and remember.
One of the greatest gifts that we've been given is the gift of Jesus. And see, when we take the time to pause, to stop and remember, we're also meant to remember God's faithfulness and how it played out through Jesus. It's a continuation of his faithfulness. And just as you shared, Pastor Jessica, we are so prone to forget. Now, I don't know about you, but I know for me, I have to constantly be putting reminders on my phone. I have to set everything up in my calendar. All the alerts, they have to come to me days before, hours before, minutes before. Like, I have them all set on my phone because I am prone to forget. And this can be for a variety of reasons. Like, we have so many plates spinning in the air all the time. And one of the things that happens is we just get so busy that we forget to stop and remember. And I'm so thankful that you shared with us all about God's faithfulness, how even in the times where we've been struggling, just as David and the psalmists were struggling, they took the time to stop, took the time to reflect, and to say, "God, you have been faithful." And as we do that today, as we take time together to stop, to reflect, and to remember, we cannot forget to remember the sacrifice of Jesus. We can't forget to stop for a moment and just sit and look at what Jesus did for us. Because it's so powerful and it's so meaningful for you and for me. We have to be really intentional about taking the time to remember his sacrifice. And see, Jesus himself actually knew this. It's why in Luke we see that Jesus takes the time to sit with his disciples in some of his last moments. He sits there and they shared a meal together. He washed their feet and then he sits and he says these words in Luke 22, 19 through 20. He starts by taking bread and he gave thanks for it. And then he breaks it into pieces, and scripture says he gave it out to all the disciples. And this is what he says. He says, "This is my body, which is given for you." And then he says, "Do this in remembrance of me." And then we see later on a little bit, in verse 20, it says, "After supper, he took another cup of wine, and he said, 'This is the cup of the new covenant between God and his people. This is an agreement confirmed with my blood, which is poured out as a sacrifice for you.'" And then in another gospel he says, "Take and drink of it. Do this in remembrance of me." Now, I know this scripture, we commonly use it when it comes to communion. And that's a great time that we take to remember what Jesus did for us. But I think Jesus wants us to remember more than just those times of communion, but he wants us to remember this sacrifice often because it is so powerful for us. In fact, it continues to speak of his faithfulness, of God's faithfulness to us. And what I love is that God, going all the way back to the time of David, the one who we just read about in the Psalms, right? God said these words to David. He says, "When your days are over and you rest with your ancestors, when you die, I will raise up an offspring to succeed you, your own flesh and your own blood, and I will establish his kingdom." He's the one who will build a house for my name, the church, which is where we're gathering right now, and I will establish a throne of his kingdom forever. That's found in 2 Samuel 7, 12 through 13. See, God is showing us that through Jesus, he's continued to be faithful to us, and we're meant to remember that, even through the new covenant of the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. And it's through Jesus' blood that took place. And this is why we're to remember. So that we can know that, yes, God has always been faithful. If you think back all the way in time, all the way back to Noah, to Moses, to David, God has always been faithful to his people. And God still is faithful, even now, today. He doesn't stop being faithful. God is always with us. And we know and we can trust that he's going to continue to be faithful simply because that's who he is. God is faithful. And so as we remember the sacrifice of Jesus, as we remember what he did on the cross, how he took our sin and shame and he bore it for us, what it does is it all points out to the love of God. It shows us how much God loves us, how God has always been faithful to us, and how now what's beautiful about it is that we all get to have a new life in Christ. You see, in 2 Corinthians, Paul is writing to the church there. And in 2 Corinthians 5:17, he says these words. He says, "This means that anyone who belongs to Christ, anybody who puts their faith in Jesus and says, 'You're the Lord of all,' they become a new person. The old life is gone and the new life has begun." What's interesting is when you continue to verse 18, it says, "All of this is a gift." That this is Paul's words. He says, all of this is a gift, and this gift is what brought us back to God through Christ. And I love that that's the story of God's faithfulness. And so as we remember his sacrifice, we also get to remember that we're made new, that we're not the old self, but we're these new creations. God has allowed for all of this sin and the weight of sin and shame to be removed from us. And we get to become alive in Christ. And you said something so interesting because we talked a little bit about this message, but we didn't completely talk all the way. And you said that we aren't meant to forget, but we're meant to remember and be thankful for what has happened. And this is true even with ourselves. Like, we're not meant to forget who we were, but we're meant to be thankful for who we are now in Christ because of that sacrifice. And so this is the recognition of our old condition and recognizing now that, man, because of Jesus, we're made new. And it's all because of the sacrifice he made. See, when we remember what Jesus has done for us, we remember that we're made new, and this is all out of God's faithfulness and all through the sacrifice of Jesus. And so this Memorial Day weekend, as many of us get the day off tomorrow, as if we're watching this on Sunday, and as we take the time to remember those who fought for our freedoms, as we take the time to remember those who lost their lives for us, the reason we do it is so that we don't let their memory die. See, those who are not forgotten are not really gone. They continue to live on through memory. And the thing is, when we remember, we keep things alive. We keep them in the forefront of our mind. And that's true with God and his faithfulness and the sacrifice of Jesus. We keep it continually alive and refreshed in our minds when we think about it, when we pause, when we stop, and when we remember. And that's what we want to do today. That's what we want to do in the coming days, not just for a moment when we're watching this service together, but to continue to do this, to get in a regular rhythm of pause, stop, remember. And so as we remember, let's not let this sacrifice go away. Let's keep Jesus at the front and center of our minds. Let's keep him alive. And the reason we do that is so that we can tell others about who he is, about how God has been faithful from the beginning of time, and how through Jesus, he's still being faithful to us now. And so this Memorial Day, this day that we take time to often pause and remember those who have fallen, let's remember Jesus, who also sacrificed for us. And let's remember how our old lives are gone, and this new life that we get to live is all because of him. And so we want to encourage you. We want to encourage you to just take the time to stop, to really pause and to sit and reflect on how God has been so faithful all throughout history. You can take the time to look through some of the Old Testament and read stories about God's faithfulness. Or you can even take the time to examine your own life and see how God has been faithful. And we also want you to take the time to pause and remember Jesus. How you were dead in your sin and how life felt sometimes hopeless, like David shared. But how when we remember God's faithfulness, when we remember what Jesus did, we're now a new creation. And not all hope is gone, but we have a renewed sense of hope. And so we just want to encourage you to stop, to reflect, and really remember God's faithfulness, and remember the sacrifice of Jesus on this Memorial Day weekend. And so as we get ready to do that, would you take the time to pray with us? God, we thank you for who you are. And God, part of who you are is that you are faithful. And so, Lord, as we move forward this weekend, as we take the time to pause and reflect and just stop what we're doing, God, would you help us to really remember your faithfulness, what you've done for us, what you've done all throughout history. And God, would you allow us to really, really remember the sacrifice of Jesus and how much that has changed our lives. And so, Lord, as we take the time to stop, would you speak? And God, would you help us to listen? Would you move in our lives in such a powerful way that only you can? God, we thank you for who you are, for what you've done for us. And God, we're trusting in faith that you're going to continue to transform us and make us a new creation. Pray all these things in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're glad that you've been able to stop for a minute and reflect and pause. And so I would encourage you, don't move too quickly. Just maybe sit for a minute or two if you want to get bold and really reflect. We'll see you next week.